Size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Police in the Motor City are searching for a possible serial killer, as we hear from USA Radio's Rick Vinson.
Police in Detroit say they think a serial murderer and rapist is at large in the city after the body of a third woman was found in a vacant home. Chief James Craig says they believe the homicides are linked to the sex trade.
It appears the suspect is targeting women in their early 50s. We want to make, again, any sex worker aware, particularly if a person is trying to lure them to a vacant dwelling.
Two of the women have now been identified, both in their 50s.
The government reporting an abrupt drop in the number of H-1B visas being approved. These are the visas for highly skilled workers, usually in the tech industry, where U.S. firms struggle to find qualified Americans to fill the jobs. U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services approving 335,000 of the visas in the 2018 fiscal year, but that's down 10% from the year before. And Carnival Cruise Lines is being hit with a $20 million fine for illegal dumping again. The Justice Department says the latest penalty is for violating the company's environmental probation for illegally dumping contaminated waste and falsifying records in 2017, for which it paid a $40 million fine. And reminding you to find out more about USA Radio by visiting usaradio.com. We've got other shows and podcasts. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunter and Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
And now, from the vault of Legends of Success, the very best of legends, and requested from our listeners, John's one-on-one interview with legendary founder of JetBlue, David Neeleman. Here's John Resnick.
And welcome to today's edition of Legends of Success, America's program that introduces you firsthand to our country's most successful entrepreneurs, CEOs, and Forbes 400 members, and where they share with you their personal journeys of overcoming obstacles and setbacks to make it to the top. I'm John Resnick, and as always, we're glad you're with us today. Well, folks, one of the most frequent questions I'm asked, and I've been asked since I started this program, Legends of Success, is what do you look for in a guest to invite them on your program? And that answer has been pretty consistent. I look for individuals who have demonstrated out-of-the-box creativity for a new idea that most of their peers told them it would never fly. Or maybe it's a new business in a market that already is overcrowded, in a market that exists, but somehow they created their own niche. They beat their own path into that marketplace. Well, I also like risk-taking and busting through tough business cycles with confidence. And whether times are good or bad, that entrepreneur or guest always did the right thing and acted with integrity. Well, folks, that pretty much sums up today's guest. and one of my favorite CEOs, or one of the favorite guests that we've had on this program since we debuted. David Neeleman is the founder of JetBlue Airways, and he has never stopped hearing those words, "it can't be done," from other people in the industry, mostly from an airline industry that you know as well as I do if you've flown a number of times. And historically, this industry hasn't treated the passengers much better than the baggage they handle. But today, we're going to discuss this whole industry and how David Neeleman really beat his own path in this industry and how he raised the benchmark for customer service in an airline industry that, in my opinion, is always borderlined on a bit of arrogance. David, welcome to Legends of Success, my friend. It's glad to have you. We're glad to have you back.
Well, thanks for having me. Well, always fun.
It is always fun. We haven't talked, at least on the air, for a while, and you know, there's always new things happening. I would say that intro has a lot of adjectives or a lot of phrases that described you, would you say?
Yeah, it does. You know, I mean, whoever's, I guess, dumb enough to pick this business, then I guess you have to do some Herculean things to try and be a success. Sometimes I wonder what I'm doing here, but, you know, it's always interesting, never a dull moment.
Well, you may say that it wasn't the brightest thing. I've got a quote. It's funny. I dug this up from Time magazine. Folks, this was in 2005. They interviewed the multi-billionaire Richard Branson, who most people recognize from the Virgin Airlines and all the different conglomerates this man has. They asked Richard Branson, they said, "What's your biggest gripe in the airline industry and what makes JetBlue different?" And they went on to ask him. They said to him, "Listen, do you ever kick yourself for not joining David Neeleman when he wanted to start JetBlue with you?" And his answer, "Yes, I'm not somebody who looks back and has enormous regret, but there's no question that was a mistake." Do you remember having those discussions with him?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's this airline, and he's trying to do it again, but this JetBlue is going to be called Virgin America. We were far down the track, and he wanted certain things that we couldn't abide by, and so at the end of the day, we decided to go separate ways, and it was our decision to do so, and it was a really good one. I'm really happy that we did it on our own and didn't do it with him.
Well, you know, and he's a great entrepreneur. He's a pretty amazing guy. Kind of reminds me of the new Malcolm Forbes, who did all kinds of crazy things for attention, but highly successful nonetheless, right?
Yeah, well, no, he's a great guy, and he's a very, you know, smart guy, and he's done amazing things. I mean, just the other day, he was, you know, committing. He's into renewable energy now, so it's an area I have a lot of interest in as well. But I think it was just better for us to go it alone. And you know, as much as he, you know, wishes he would have been with us, he's trying to make it go here in the U.S. as well with his own airline. Again, we're, you know, the JetBlue brand's a great brand, and we're happy that we created it on our own.
David, for the listeners, I mean, I think just about everybody knows the JetBlue name. Maybe not everybody's flown on it. Before we find out how this all started, where you came from, give me an overview of JetBlue, a nice description for the folks. Why is JetBlue different, and you know, why have you come into a market where everyone said you would fail?
Well, I think when we started JetBlue, you know, we knew we were coming into an industry that had its challenges kind of post deregulation, and you know, we looked at all the airlines that were out there, and we said, we want to become the best airline. We want to actually differentiate ourselves in a commodity business. We want to kind of elevate ourselves, you know, by bringing humanity back to air travel. And so we thought, okay, let's compare ourselves to the rest of the airlines and see, you know, what it would take for us to be the best. And, you know, we realized that the hurdle wasn't all that high, that, you know, to be the best airline, you know, really wasn't all that difficult. And so we just at that point in time decided that we wanted to become a customer service company and that, you know, kind of in all cases we would be focused on our customers. Not that we're perfect, and we don't run a perfect operation, and we don't, you know, we fly, you know, we'll fly about 20 million people this year, and, you know, I would hope that 19 point something million of them, you know, love us, and the rest are going to say, you know, I wish they would have done a little better. But overall, I think we just do a better job of taking care of our customers. We cancel flights less than anyone else. We don't overbook our flights. You know, we give you a television set, you know, with 36 channels and 100 channels of live TV. You know, we train our people. We hire really good people. We give them upside in the company. And, you know, and if you, you know, push back out of the gate in Kennedy and there's thunderstorms blocking your way, you're going to sit there for 3 hours. You know, hopefully there'll be someone that will be smiling there, giving you updates while you're watching 36 channels of TV, kicking back, relaxing, as opposed to stressing out while you're traveling.
You know, I think one of the biggest gripes in this industry, David, and excuse me, I've had that with a couple of majors. I have not had it on JetBlue. I hope it doesn't happen on JetBlue. But the worst thing is when you are delayed in an ice storm or windstorm, and they know it's going to be more than 15 minutes, but 10 times in a row they'll tell you we'll be off in 15 minutes, and you know they're lying.
Well, you know, I think, you know, not to defend, you know, my fellow brothers, but I will a little bit here because, you know, we are at the whim of the air traffic control system in this country. And, you know, by the way, it needs updating. It needs modernizing. There's a lot of things that could be done to improve the flow. And, you know, we've got a great FAA administrator that's doing a great job.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there are often times that they give us information where they'll say, we'll be going in 15 minutes, and then they keep pushing it back. And we can't go anywhere if we don't get released to fly. Mm-hmm. Conversely, they may call us and say, hey, because of wind in the New York area, you know, all flights are delayed 2 hours today. So we tell our customers flights are delayed 2 hours and trying to get them up to date because there's nothing worse than going to the airport thinking a plane's going on time and it's going to be delayed 2 hours. And then they'll call, you know, back 30 minutes later and say, just kidding, all flights are going on time.
Oh.
So now what do you do? So, I mean,
wow.
It is very unpredictable. And, you know, I think they've tried to do a good job with the FAA, but, you know, it's up and down. And you may have a microburst come over and divert 12 airplanes. And, you know, those airplanes were going, you know, going to land, and then we're going to turn them around quickly on the ground and send them off to the West Coast. And now your plane's sitting in Atlantic City or, you know, upstate New York somewhere. So it's you know, not always within our control. And, you know, I really don't think that, you know, our, you know, other airlines, I don't think they necessarily deliberately lie. I think they sometimes we're maybe optimistic,
mm-hmm.
and we should be more realistic, but we're trying to do the best we can.
Well, I know that you have set, and the history has been written here, that you have raised the benchmark in customer service. We're going to get back to what differentiates you in a market that who in the world would open up a new airline at the time you did, have the challenges you did, and we're going to find out some lessons, and it's not always easy flying. Folks, our guest today is in the middle of his own David and Goliath story in the airline industry. And if you've had the same experience as I've had with the major airlines, you're sure glad he's winning. His name is David Neeleman, the CEO, the founder of JetBlue Airways, our exclusive guest today. I'm John Resnick, and you're listening to Legends of Success.
This is Professor Stuart Diamond of the Wharton School of Business. You're listening to Legends of Success with John Resnick.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Hi, this is Steve Forbes of Forbes Magazine. When you want to learn who America's most successful people are, read our Forbes 400 list. When you want to hear firsthand how they got there, listen to Legends of Success with John Resnick. Legends of Success is one of the most original radio programs in years. Legends of Success with John Resnick.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. We're really pleased to have our friend David Neeleman, the founder of JetBlue Airways, on with us today. He's always an interesting interview. He's a wonderful success story in America. David, you started JetBlue Airways at a time that people said, this is insane to start a brand new airline business. And as you looked at the industry, what was your biggest gripe? Where did you think was the biggest shortfall? And what was the difference that you were going to make in the industry?
Well, you know, there were a lot of things that I thought this industry could do better. But, you know, one in particular, and it has to do with our home base here in New York, there weren't really any low-fare carriers in New York. And you had Newark. LaGuardia was kind of the airport of choice for the airlines and, you know, a lot of the customers. Kennedy was, from a domestic point of view, domestic flying had some international flights, but was virtually empty. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we saw there was a great opportunity. The other thing that was interesting is that when we started, the domestic travel over a period of, say, 15 years had gone up 65%, mm-hmm. and New York was up only 4%.
Really? And what do you attribute that to?
Because the fares just kept going up and up and up. Mm. And there was no stimulation from low fares.
I see.
And there was a capped amount of flights at LaGuardia and Newark, and they weren't adding anything. And as the market grew, all they did is just keep raising the fares, and the fares just kept going up and up and up. So we saw a huge opportunity to go in Kennedy, and you know, we had as many people that lived as close to Kennedy Airport as they had in Dallas or Atlanta. And you know, like I said, other than transcon flying, there was virtually no domestic travel. Mm. So we went in there in a big way, and you know, we're the largest airline at Kennedy, even if you include the international airports. And you know, a lot of customers have made the trek out there, and because they know that they've got to drive a little further if you don't live within our area, if you're coming from Manhattan or if you're coming up from Westchester. But you know, when you get there, you're going to be treated well, and the flight's going to go, and you're going to have a great experience.
Well, I know, and if I said on the earlier segment that I was a little ticked. I mean, this is a positive show. We want to have the legends on who have done things to inspire others. And, you know, it was my true feelings coming out of just the way we passengers have been treated historically in the airlines. But I do believe that you helped raise the benchmark according to my research. But let's go back. We know JetBlue is a top-notch discount airline, and you set some new gold standards in the industry. It's all been written already. Where do you come from, David? I mean, where were you born, and where's your family from?
Well, I have kind of an interesting story. My father was born in Salt Lake City, Utah. My father and mother, and you know, from immigrant parents that had immigrated to Utah because they joined the LDS Church or the Mormon Church. And my dad decided that he wanted to be a missionary and serve his church. So he was called to go to Brazil. So we went to Brazil and fell in love with the country, came home and said, knew my mom before he did his couple-year hitch down there, and said, let's get married and then let's go back to Brazil as a journalist. So he went back as a foreign correspondent for United Press International and was a bureau chief. So I was born in Brazil. I'm actually a dual citizen of Brazil and got a chance to learn the language and get immersed in the culture, and then had the really great opportunity to do the same thing my father did, is go back there as a missionary. Mm. And that experience shaped me in ways that nothing could have. I mean, it was just being primarily with the poor folks of Brazil. Those were the only ones that cared to hear about the message that we had of, the gospel message we had. And so I learned how to be a leader down there. I learned how to have compassion. I learned how to love people of all different types of nationality. I learned, Portuguese, a language that I still use today. Mm-hmm. And it made me the person I am. And then I came back and I got into college and realized later on in life, I realized I had ADD, kind of a attention deficit disorder, a disability for learning. So I ended up dropping out of college, starting my own company. And when that company failed, I had a really sharp lady, smart lady that ran a travel agency and called me up and said, "Hey, why don't you come and work for me?" And together we built a company, Morris Air, which was very successful. It became an airline.
That was June Morris, correct?
Yeah, June Morris. Mm-hmm. And June and I then sold the company to Southwest Airlines. I went to work for Southwest, full of hope and aspirations. And when I got there, I realized that, I wasn't really a big company guy at that time. And I was fired from Southwest, but I had a non-compete for 5 years. Mm-hmm. So during the next 5 years, I planned and plotted and started a software reservation system company, which I sold to Hewlett Packard, and helped start a company up in WestJet, up in Canada called WestJet, which is a very successful low fare carrier up there. Mm-hmm. And then we launched JetBlue with $130 million of equity capital here in the New York area. And we've had our ups and downs, no doubt about it, but it's been a great ride.
It's been a great ride. But you went over something that I want our listeners to not miss. We'll go back to the ADD, okay, attention deficit disorder. When you're growing up, and I think this is important for the parents and the teachers to learn, you have not only dealt with, but you have channeled that ADD, I think, into a positive energy. I'm going back to the third grade. My research says you just about failed the third grade because people, well, you tell me what happened. This was not easy for a young boy at this time.
Well, I did fail the third grade. My parents wouldn't let me fail the third grade. My teacher said, "You're not passing," and they went to higher and basically forced me to the fourth grade. I was a really poor student, and I didn't know why. I just thought I was dumb and I was stupid, and I just didn't get it. I've become very passionate in this area because, I went through my whole life believing that I had inferior intelligence than those other kids. But the truth was I couldn't focus the same way they could, and I scholastically, I didn't do as well on standardized tests. Yes. But kind of in a lot of different ways I was better than my peers at a lot of different things. I just didn't have, no one ever taught me how to learn in a different way. And so when I discovered I had this problem, and it kind of was such a relief to me, and it brought back a lot of emotions of the difficulty that I had in school. So I'm very involved in organizations that talk about attention deficit disorder, and there's one that I'm the honorary chair of called Smart Kids with Learning Disabilities. Mm-hmm. Where we're trying to teach parents, if you'll just let these kids follow their passion, and you'll, there are different ways to teach them more visually, then they'll probably end up being a lot more successful than you are if you let them. If you crush their spirits, then obviously. That won't be a good thing, and you're going to have kids that are not going to be successful. But if you let them soar and you let them fly, they're going to do amazing things. There's a lot of people. Most people don't talk about the fact they have a learning disability, but there's a lot of very successful people in this world that have the same problem I do.
Well, one of our friends of the show, and you may know him, but I know you certainly know who he is a man by the name of Paul Orfila. Paul is the founder of Kinko's.
Uh-huh.
And he had a tremendous, still does, has a tremendous case of ADD. He's also dyslexic, so he's really had some challenges. But as I speak with the David Neelemans and the Paul Orfilas, David, I'm seeing that this ADD is a surge, like energy. It may be difficult to concentrate, but I think there are hidden gifts in that ADD that, if channeled correctly, will make you superior compared with your peers.
Well, Richard Branson has dyslexia. Charles Schwab has it. I mean, the list goes on and on. Those people that actually admit that they have it. I suspect and have confidence a lot of other people do. And what are the attributes of the type of ADD that I have? I have disorganization and trouble getting started and procrastination and all those things that are perceived to be negative. But if you have this particular type that I have, you have this ability to hyper-focus on the thing that you're passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
And you become almost obsessed with that, and you become you have this creative streak that you can, basically think outside the box in ways that people haven't, thought about things. And sometimes even to me it becomes so obvious I can't figure out why. And I'll just give you an example. The whole thought of ticketless travel. I invented ticketless travel back in the Morris Air days, e-ticket. In those days, everybody took a ticket to the airport and gave it to a person at the gate.
Sure.
Well, I had ADD, and I was very forgetful, so I always kept forgetting my ticket. And I kept saying to myself, why do we need to make people bring tickets to the airport? Why don't they just have a confirmation number, just like at a hotel? Or why don't we just get their name and have them show ID and put them on the airplane?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very simple solution to a very complex problem. But, it's something that I came up with. The first time I saw a company that could put a TV on an airplane, I said, that's perfect. I want to be watching something else when I'm flying. I don't want to be staring at a window or staring at a book or something. I want to be watching TV and channel surfing.
Well, sure. And,
it's just simple stuff that sometimes you just have an ability to see stuff that others haven't in the past.
When we get back, we'll find more about David Neeleman's story and the JetBlue Airways, how it's taken off and really set some high standards. You're listening to Legends of Success.
Missed part of this week's great Legends of Success interview? No problem. You can hear each week's show online on our website at legendsofsuccess.com. We responded to your calls and emails and now post each week's show for you to listen to free of charge at legendsofsuccess.com. Every week, a great guest to listen to, learn from, and enjoy at your convenience. Look for the link right on the main page at legendsofsuccess.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news, as there are reports that at least one U.S. military cadet was killed and as many as 20 others injured during a training exercise near West Point, New York, at about 7:30 Eastern Time this morning. Reports are that it happened when a personnel carrier flipped over. World War II veterans were joined by President Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron in Normandy, France, today, marking the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion. Back home, trade talks are continuing in Washington between U.S. and Mexican officials after the president threatens tariffs on Mexico if it doesn't stop migrants from heading to the U.S. border. Vice President Mike Pence says,
our hope is, as these discussions continue, that Mexico will step up, will take such action as is necessary.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Andro 400 Max, man, that's a game changer. I don't eat as much as I used to, and I don't miss it, and I don't feel deprived. I've lost 37 pounds, and a spare tire around my waist is gone. I mean, it's gone. Plus, I've got a lot more energy. I couldn't be happier.
Now, listen to what Bill said about Andro 400.
I have tried all kind of different things to lose weight for years, and this thing is crazy. I've lost 20-something.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. I call for details.
And now, from the vault of Legends of Success, the very best of legends, and requested from our listeners, John's one-on-one interview with legendary founder of JetBlue, David Neeleman. Here's John Resnick.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. We're visiting with David Neeleman, the founder of JetBlue Airways. David saw a niche in the marketplace that the others ignored, or they didn't see. But David, even before we get into the JetBlue era, let's talk about when you met with June Morris. Who was she and what happened?
Well, June, great lady, and actually just left the Southwest Airlines board after serving there for a long time. But June had a corporate travel agency primarily. She did a lot of bookings for big corporations and successful businesswoman. But she was really wanted to kind of take advantage of deregulation and was trying to figure out how to make her place. And I had my own business going that I started in college. And that had failed because the airline went out of business and took my little company with me. And so she called me up and wanted me to come talk to her. And as luck would have it, my uncle happened to be her attorney, so he persuaded me to go talk to her. And she said, "Hey, let's go do some things differently." And so together, you know, kind of with my ideas and with her backing, and she had a husband, Mitch Morris, who was a great man who was helping back her. And we started running charters, and then we evolved that into an airline. And started the company with maybe a $200,000 charter bond and $100,000, and ended up selling the company to Southwest for $130 million. So it was quite a ride for both of us.
That is quite a ride. Now, we got to ask this, and it was public anyway. You probably made a couple of dollars coming out of that, am I correct?
I did. Yeah, I was the second largest shareholder. You know, we had some investors that we gave them their money back. And, you know, I was 33, and I had about $25 million of Southwest stock, so it wasn't too bad.
You sold Southwest, but when you worked for them for a while, you didn't get along with the system there. I'm not knocking Southwest. What was the issue? They bought Morris Air. You got $25 million in Southwest stock, and you're working for them. What did you or didn't you like about the system working with a bigger company?
Well, you know, it was Herb and I hit it off. He's a great man, and when I got down there, I was used to kind of running my own thing and coming up with ideas and making them happen right away. And, you know, Southwest was a more established company and had its protocols, and it was a much bigger company, so it couldn't really, do things, you know, maybe as quickly as I would have liked. And so I started pushing the issue, and, you know, finally I got to my wit's end, and, you know, Herb said, you know, "Why don't you leave?" So I said, "Yeah, it's probably going to be the best thing." So
I love it.
I left after about 5.5 months. It didn't take me very long for them to send me packing. And it was really, you know, I think this is a very important point, because a lot of people, I was very upset by that. And, you know, I had sold my little baby. I built this little company up, and I had all this money that I thought I ever needed. But I wasn't happy. You know, I was very upset, and as it turns out, and as I look back on that decision, it was really the best thing. Herb did me a huge favor by cutting me loose from Southwest, and he knew it wasn't a good thing for me, and, you know, it really allowed me to do some other things, you know, start, you know, a couple of other airlines and start JetBlue.
Wow.
And, you know, take my passion for, you know, ticketless travel. So I think in life, it's not really what happens to you, it's how you react to it and mm-hmm. what you make out of it.
I've got to say, though, David, yes, I'm sure it doesn't feel good about, you know, getting fired. I know Bernie Marcus and Arthur Blank, the co-founders of Home Depot, were fired at 50. They had nothing. At least we could say, lucky for you, when you did get fired, you walked away sad with $25 million.
Yeah, there wasn't too many people crying for me.
You're right.
My wife wasn't.
I didn't think so. I didn't think so.
Yeah, they weren't. It wasn't that sad of a story. I was the only sad guy of the bunch, actually. So.
Well, yeah, but you get over that. You know, you got to be tough. You got over it. Now, you had a non-compete. How long was that good for?
5 years.
And that
4.5 years left by the time I left Southwest. So it was in a guy who's impatience world, that seemed like an eternity.
That is. Well, you could sit back and count your money all day. But let me ask you this.
Yeah, I went home and that, you know, I thought I was going to retire. My wife, I think at the time, we have 9 kids. So I think I had probably 5 or 6 that she had a honey-do list for me to do, and I realized that wasn't my lot in life.
That gave you a little inspiration to get out of the house.
Yeah, it sure did.
You finally, your non-compete expired when, David?
Non-compete expired was the end of
2000?
The year 2000.
2000.
I mean, the end of 90, it was 99, but I had the money, and then it expired, and then it took us about another 8 months or so to get flying at JetBlue.
Yep. Now, so you've been planning and plotting. You didn't execute because you honored your non-compete.
Right.
David, if you look at the entire history of America, was there ever, as outsiders looking in, was there ever a worse time to start an airline? You started up 8 months or so or previous to 9/11.
Well, I didn't know about 9/11 when
well,
we started.
But then again, you survived. But then after 9/11, you went IPO, which is absolutely incredible. What, 7 or 8 months afterwards, right?
Yeah, we had quite a ride. I mean, it wasn't the greatest time to start an airline. If I would have known how bad it was going to get, maybe I would have had second thoughts. If I would have known about 9/11 and that fuel was going to go to, you know, whatever $80 a barrel.
But isn't that all entrepreneurs? If they look back and say, my Lord, if I knew what I was going to go through, maybe I wouldn't. And good thing you don't know. And that goes for all entrepreneurs out there.
That's true. And it's really, again, not what happens to you. It's how you react to it and how can you adapt.
Well, that is well put. And I want you to focus on that a little bit for our entrepreneurs and people in life that are having a tough time. Go over that a little bit. It's not what happens to you, but how you react. Drive into that a little.
You know, we started the company. We lost money our first year, which most companies do in their first year of operation. But from years two and on, you know, maybe two through six, we made money. We made money for, 18 consecutive quarters. We were flying high. You know, nobody could beat us. And then, the fuel prices started coming up. And our model is low fares and great service. And all of a sudden, we couldn't charge the same low fares that, we had charged before. And if you can't do that, then, not as many people travel. So we didn't do a very good job of adapting. And so we really had some difficulty, and we lost money for a couple of quarters. We're back to profitability last quarter and hopefully for the foreseeable future. But, it's I really believe that challenges will come. And, I was with Kevin Rollins, the CEO of Dell, who's, now going through a little bit of a difficult time. And we talked about the oscillations of business. It comes up and it comes down. And it's really, you have to ask yourself, having gone through that challenge and that adversity, are you a better company because you did? And I would tell you that JetBlue today is a better company. We have better focus on our costs, better focus on our revenues, and we're going to get through this a much stronger company. And we could have said, forget about it, we don't want to be in this business, we could have given up. But instead, let's take this negative and make it into a positive.
David Neeleman, the founder of JetBlue Airways, we're on Legends of Success. We'll be back right after this.
Legends of Success has its own website at legendsofsuccess.com. There you'll find all the information about the show and John's guests. Listen to past shows, see upcoming shows, photos, and how to contact John. It's all there at legendsofsuccess.com.
American investors lost $3.7 trillion of net worth in the fourth quarter of 2018. When your portfolio's value decreases right before or early in your retirement, it can have a crippling effect. It's called sequence of returns risk, and it's a risk you simply cannot afford. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we're on a mission to help hardworking Americans transform their hard-earned savings into steady, predictable retirement income. Call now for free, no-obligation information to help you get started on your way to steady, predictable retirement income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Let's transform that risk into income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Sound Income Strategies, powered by the Retirement Income Store.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
We're back with David Neeleman, the founder of JetBlue Airways. I'm John Resnick. You're listening to Legends of Success. When David Neeleman came up with the idea of JetBlue, he came up not to compete so much with others, but to create his own path. And again, going back to the beginning days, I love the story that you were fired because I don't feel sorry for you. You walked out of Southwest Airlines with $25 million of stock. You waited your time. You went in. As you were thinking and planning, what were the specific differences? How were you going to differentiate, David, from all the other airlines? I know you said it earlier in a segment, but to sum it up, what were you going to do different?
Well, you know, Southwest, I had great training. I mean, I was at my own company. I learned a lot there. I went to Southwest. I learned a lot there. I learned a lot about how they treat their people, how they buy their new airplanes. Then I went up to Canada and helped found an airline up there. So I kind of took all these experiences together and said, you know, I think I can create this model that's better and take all the best from the experiences that I had had and then add some things that I think, you know, needed to be done. You know, Southwest, for example, doesn't have live TV on their airplanes. They don't do seat assignments. You know, WestJet didn't do seat assignments either, but they did some cool things with their employees on how they compensated them. You know, they let them buy into the company for a discounted price, so we adopted that. So I just took all of the kind of learnings and you know, tried to create, you know, a better model from a lot of experiences that I'd had.
Right, but and then you looked at the marketplace and the flight paths, and you looked to open up where other people didn't. Did they think you were crazy?
Well, I think, you know, there were some eyebrows that were raised when we went into Kennedy mm-hmm. Airport. I mean, that wasn't known as a domestic airport. It's more of an international hub for airlines. But, you know, we saw that it was a very underutilized airport. It had some big, long runways and, you know, it had was less prone to delay prone mm-hmm. than either LaGuardia or Newark. When we started flying into Long Beach, California, it was the nice, cutest little airport you've ever seen. It's so easy to get in on and off an airplane there, and I'm sure there were a lot of people that wondered what the heck we were doing there. You know, had almost no service at all when we went in there. But we've also, you know, gone into cities like Fort Lauderdale that has a lot of service. So, you know, it's not just off the beaten path places, but we also, you know, we mix it up. We do a lot of different things.
Our guest today is David Neeleman, the founder of JetBlue Airways. And when we get back, we'll talk with him about the biggest challenge he's faced to date. This is Legends of Success.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
This is Ethan Resnick, and you're listening to my dad, John Resnick, on Legends of Success.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick, visiting with David Neelam, the founder of JetBlue Airways. David, your biggest challenge to date since day one in business here with JetBlue, fuel charges. How are things going, and how are you handling it?
Fuel prices have been tough on us, and you know, I think the reason maybe they've been a little tougher on us than maybe some of the big legacy guys is that we... Our model was all about best product and stimulating traffic through low fares. Now, we love going into a market that maybe has had really high fares. I think when we went into New York to Pittsburgh, the average fare was $221 each way, and the walk-up fare was $800 round trip.
Just,
this is a flight that's an hour away, maybe an hour and 10 minutes away.
That's insane.
To go in there and blast in a $39 fare and have the everyday fare be from 69 to 129 each way is a lot of fun. I mean, it gets people traveling. It gets them thinking about traveling.
It's amazing.
The problem is that as fuel goes up, you have to keep taking your fares up and up and up. And it doesn't become quite as much fun when you have to charge higher and higher fares. And so, that's been a challenge for us. And so how we've reacted to that is we've lowered our costs. I mean, we've gone through the organization and, next year we've planned $150 million of cuts that we're going to do, not affecting our brand or our culture, just finding some things that we can do more efficiently, bringing on less people as we grow just by using technology, and also really focus on the revenue, trying to figure out how to improve the revenue mix.
One of the things you did to save overhead from day one, I'm sure I'm correct on this, is that you don't house your reservationist, am I correct, in some big hub somewhere?
No, I mean, we have a training facility in Utah where it's a little interesting story is that we had this at Morris Air, my airline that was purchased by Southwest. And when Southwest purchased this, I guess the reservationists were unionized and the union wouldn't let them work from, wouldn't let them work from home, which makes no sense to me, but, I don't know.
Wow.
So they couldn't get the job with Southwest if they didn't agree to go in some big call center. And a lot of them were stay-at-home moms, and they didn't want to do that. So I promised if I started another airline, I would go back and set up shop in Utah. And so we have a lot of these people working for us today and many, many others where all the calls are taken from. If you call 1-800-JETBLUE, you're going to get someone who's in their home, in their furry slippers, just happy to have a job, very qualified, excellent crew member that's doing a great job with our customers.
I love it. Now, David, in 2005, things weren't exactly as you planned, but you had an opportunity to take a $75,000 cash bonus, but you turned it down. Why did you do that?
Well, I didn't deserve it. I mean, we lost money for the year. Our crew members didn't get their profit sharing money that they're used to getting. And, I know a lot of the issues, things were beyond my control, but, I just have a real problem taking a bonus if the company doesn't make money. In addition to that, my salary is $200,000, and I've never really taken the salary. I donate that to our crew member catastrophic fund. We have a fund on a matching basis. I tell our crew members, and our president does the same thing. We each put in $200,000. If they'll put in $400,000, $5 a paycheck, and then we have a board of directors comprised of crew members that work here that help out our other crew members that come up with a catastrophic event in their lives where they need some extra money.
Wonderful. And as you look forward, I mean, at least one thing, I don't know if it's comforting or not, but with the fuel charges, the increase in the cost, at least all the airlines have the same challenge, but there's much more pressure since you trimmed your profit margin, am I correct?
On the fuel side, yeah. I mean, we probably were hit more mm-hmm. because, you know, these guys charge $5,000 tickets, $1,200 tickets, and to cover another $20, $30 fuel cost, it's a little easier for them. And, you know, we could have adapted better. I'm not saying that it was all fuel's fault. We just didn't react well enough, and we had a lot of our flights in really long-haul routes that were more affected by fuel. So, you know, we've made the adjustments, and we're kind of on our way back, and, you know, we're still, you know, hoping that, you know, if fuel continues to come down in a big way, we'll make profit for this year, and then we'll be on our way.
David, I understand from my research you've been visiting a high school in New York by the name of Beach Channel. Tell me, why have you been there, and who's Dr. Morris?
Oh, Dr. Morris is the principal of Beach Channel, and we have a program here in New York City called Pencil, which I'm on the board of, which tries to involve businesses in local area high schools to, you know, principal for a day. And so I got acquainted with Dr. Morris by being the principal of Beach Channel High School for a day. Mm-hmm. And I saw a lot of needs out there. He was doing a great job of running the school, but, you know, really needed, you know, some training and some things that JetBlue could offer. And so we've been involved on their career days and helping them do some things. It's pretty exciting when you can, you know, help go into the community and take a school like Beach Channel and try and impart some of your knowledge and inspire some of the kids that go to school there.
What type of things do you tell these kids?
Well, you know, I spend a lot of time with the this won't surprise you, with the kids that are in resource or remedial reading, because that's where I spent most of my time when I was in school. Mm-hmm. And I tell them, you know, what my experience was. I tell them how, you know, everybody thought I was, you know, dumb and stupid and that I would never be successful. And I say, now a lot of those people are working for me. So I tell them, never give up. Never give up. Just work your hardest and keep a good attitude and keep a smile on your face and things will work out fine.
Do they register? When they look at you, you can't fool kids. Kids are too smart.
Yeah, no, they get it. No, they totally get it. You know, they understand that. And, you know, I tell them that at JetBlue, we hire happy people. We hire nice people. So be nice to each other and come and get a job with us.
David, as we have students, young entrepreneurs listening right now, trying to create their business, what advice do you have for them?
Well, first thing I'd tell you, if you're not passionate about what you're doing, don't do it. You know, if you don't absolutely, you know, come to work every day and you're completely focused on it, then go find a job and work for somebody else. So you need to have that passion. Second of all, if you have the passion, then, you know, be the best. Be the best at what you do. You know, don't create a second-rate product. Don't give a second-rate service, because, you know, business needs high-quality companies that do things good and do things right. And if you can do that and, you know, be efficient at the same time, think of ways to be efficient and keep your costs down, then you'll be successful.
I love it. Well, I know how busy your schedule's been, and I know you've got industry challenges that you're fighting valiantly. I admire you, and I just want to thank you on behalf of our listeners for being our guest today, Dave.
Thank you, John. It was a pleasure being on.
Yeah, it's always good having David Neeleman with us. I also want to thank Kale Archer from JetBlue Airways for her assistance with today's program. And most important, thank you for joining us. I'm John Resnick. This has been Legends of Success. We'll see you next week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Pentagon now confirming a tragic accident at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point earlier today when a cadet was killed and more than 20 others were injured when a troop-carrying vehicle overturned during a training exercise. Mike Lyons went to West Point. Now he's a military consultant.
It's where cadets go to train for the summertime with active duty units on actual Army equipment. They don't do that during the academic year.
He was speaking to CBS News. Talks over threatened tariffs on Mexico resuming today at the State Department as Mexican officials met with Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo yesterday at the White House, though nothing was resolved after President Trump threatened to impose tariffs on Mexico unless its government stops the flow of illegal immigrants into the United States. This is USA Radio News.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials, what, for a decade? I was like, oh, I'm just going to try it. My pants are, like, falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
While meeting with the French President Emmanuel Macron in France today, President Trump addressed Iran, calling it a nation that's failing. He says he doesn't want to see it happen, but says it cannot be allowed to get a nuclear weapon. And concerning tariffs on Chinese goods, he says he'll decide whether to up the ante when he gets back from the G20 summit later this month. That following a huge event at the Normandy American Cemetery to mark the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion.
We are gathered here on freedom's altar.
The event drawing other world leaders and over 170 American veterans who survived that fateful day on the beaches at Normandy.
10,000 men shed their blood and thousands sacrificed their lives for their brothers, for their countries, and for the survival of liberty.
First-time jobless claims last week unchanged, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Armed Mexican police, soldiers, and migration officials did block hundreds of migrants trying to cross the border from Guatemala into Mexico. Those migrants were part of a caravan heading into southern Mexico on Wednesday, and dozens were detained. The action is seen as a toughening of Mexico's efforts to reduce the flow of Central American migrants, as President Trump has been calling on Mexico's government to do. Many say they were seeking asylum from violence and poverty in El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. YouTube says it's taking down videos claiming the Holocaust and the Sandy Hook shooting were a hoax. The video streaming platform saying it's removed hundreds of thousands of such videos. YouTube says it's prohibiting all such videos claiming a group is superior in order to justify discrimination, segregation, or exclusion based on qualities from age to gender, race, religion, sexual orientation, or veteran status. Speaking of veterans, they'll have more access now to health care, apart from the Department of Veterans Affairs, beginning today, thanks to a law signed last year by President Trump making vets eligible for VA-sponsored private care. The VA will now pay for private doctor visits. If vets have to wait more than 20 days or drive more than 30 minutes for primary and mental health care. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Good morning. At 11:02, it is 79 degrees in Flemington, and there's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms between 1 and 3 p.m. today. Other than that, it will be partly sunny with a high near 85. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 61. On Friday, mostly sunny, high of 81. And Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 81.